An Alabama law firm has filed a class action lawsuit against both the chemical company that produces arsenic compounds and certain poultry integrators that mix arsenic into their feed, alleging the poultry litter has poisoned Arkansas rice farms that use the litter as fertilizer. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The lawsuit was filed late last month in circuit court in Stuttgart, Arkansas, by the law firm Harwin Newell and Newton, based in Birmingham, Alabama. Partner Scott Powell.
Yes, well, it's actually three class representatives are filing it on behalf of all the Arkansas rice farmers. The complaint alleges that the commercial crop, rice crop industry, commercial rice crop, was contaminated with arsenic due to the negligence of not only Pfizer but Tyson, and it's caused the market value, the market price of rice to drop. And the farmers are losing revenue and income as a result of the depressed prices in the rice industry.
Arkansas ranks first among six major rice-producing states, growing approximately one-half of the nation's rice supply on 1.3 million irrigated acres each year. It also is the world's fifth largest exporter of rice. Rice is the state's second highest value commodity, contributing more than $1 billion to the state's economy, accounting for thousands of jobs. That's according to the USA Rice Federation. The complaint alleges that elevated levels of inorganic arsenic found in Arkansas-grown rice can be traced to rice farmers' use of chicken litter as fertilizer in their rice fields. The rice growers allege that poultry integrators knew the arsenic-tainted manure would contaminate the entire U.S. rice crop and infiltrate the general U.S. rice supply, and that public news about such arsenic contamination would result in devastating financial losses to U.S. and Arkansas rice producers. Hare, Wynn, Newell, and Newton, according to their website, as courtroom litigators, have accrued more than $100 million in verdicts in 2010 alone from major corporations such as Bayer Crop Science and Ford Motor Company. And they seek compensatory damages in this case as well.
Yes, compensatory damages for the depressed value and the loss of income that the farmer sustained as a result of the contamination. And perhaps punitive damages, depending on what this course of discovery reveals as to the extent and severity of the conduct causing the contamination.
No monetary figures are being discussed yet. The lawsuit names additional defendants, including Simmons Foods, based in Siloam Springs, George's Farm, based in Springdale, and Peterson Farms in Decatur. Pilgrim's Pride, headquartered in Greeley, Colorado, is also included. The named plaintiffs in the class action suit are Mark and Joyce Hargrove of DeWitt and John Alter and Kenneth Graves, who operate farms in Arkansas County. Word of the lawsuit follows a widely publicized Consumer Reports study indicating elevated levels of arsenic in the U.S. rice supply, especially in white rice grown in Arkansas and other nearby states. The author suggests that consumers limit the consumption of rice products. The Arkansas Rice Federation, as well as Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe, however, challenged that study. A federation official said that arsenic is a naturally occurring element in our air, water, rocks, and soil, and no arsenic-based pesticides are used in rice cultivation. However, at the time, the connection between arsenic-laced poultry litter fertilizer was little discussed in the media. In an emailed response for this report, Tyson Foods spokesperson Gary Michelson said, although they are reviewing the lawsuit, quote, it appears to be an example of creative lawyers trying to use frivolous litigation to extract money from companies that have done nothing wrong. We will vigorously defend ourselves, end quote. Tyson Foods suspended use of arsenic in its poultry feed back in the summer of 2004 due to public concerns. Arsenic, however, like phosphorus, also used in poultry feed to beef up birds, can persist in soil for years. While the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has set strict limits on arsenic in poultry meat, it has not set any limits on concentrations of arsenic in rice. The FDA, however, has tested nearly 200 samples of rice and rice products and found elevated levels of arsenic, particularly in brown rice and brown rice cereals, cakes, and crackers. Although ubiquitous in the environment, chronic exposure to arsenic, a heavy metal sourced from charcoal, has been linked to various cancers, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, and diabetes. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Funny is as funny does.
Well, I can play something else. I can play my lips.
Andreas Peterson, ladies and gentlemen.
So I learned that in college.
And they said it wasn't worth your time. Chuckle along with me this week on Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? From PRI, Public Radio International.
What Do You Know? With Michael Feldman, Saturday morning at 10, right after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KUAF 91.3 FM.